What's in a Name? How to Name Your Characters. This panel was recorded at SweCon 2015, Confuse, in Linköping, Sweden. Participants are Kristina Hård, Thomas Ornfelt, Marcus Olausson, and it is moderated by Susanne von Royen.
SweCon-poddar, en poddradio från svenska science fiction och fantasy-kongresser.
Kick it.
Okay. Welcome everybody. I am your moderator today. It is my first time moderating, so please be gentle if I mess up. My name is Susanne von Ren, and these are your panelists. They're going to go through and introduce themselves and say why they're here. Start with Marcus.
Starting with me, Marcus Lawson. This is my first time at the Congress. I have written fantasy novels for like 20 years, but I had my debut last summer with my fantasy series called Serahema Asapurium. The first book is called De Rotlösa, The Uprooted in English.
My name is Kristina Hård, and I write fantasy and science fiction. And I am currently writing on my trilogy, The Kaiser Legacy, in English. It's a book that involves trolls and blimps and all this stuff.
So me then.
Go.
I'm Thomas Ornfelt, Swedish writer. I published my first book this spring called Incident in Bremen, The Bohemian Incident. It's a historical fantasy novel set in sort of central southern Europe, 17th century. And I'm currently working on another project, which is hopefully finished soon, which is totally different.
Okay. I write science fiction, mostly science fiction, for a young adult audience, and I'm writing in English. Today we're going to be discussing what's in a name, how we go about naming our characters, how you should go about naming characters, how you shouldn't, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and how this all ties in to world building in fantastic fiction. So I presume fantasy and science fiction, or any form of speculative fiction. Right. The first question I pose to the panelists is, how do you approach naming? What is step one when it comes to character creation? Marcus.
When I started writing, I mostly just looked for a cool name. but later on, when I spent more time into the world building, the names started getting more meaning. And there's, since I write in a fictional world in traditional fantasy novel in a medieval setting, the names tend to get a Norse feeling for some countries, and other countries just have strange fantasy names. I've tried using ordinary names, like Anders. It doesn't work at all. Perhaps that's because of what I have read, so I have programmed my brain that the names should be in a certain way. But I try different approaches and feel when the name kind of is correct for that character. And the weird names started making sense when I pronounced them with a French-English accent for some reason.
I'll remember that when I read your books.
Bartelof.
Christina?
I think it depends on what I'm writing. For this, I'm writing now, which is a contemporary or somewhat in the future set story in Sweden, which involves trolls. I have different sets of names for the trolls, of course, and I have I try to have kind of common names for Sweden. Sometimes I just pick them. Sometimes I just like find a name in newspaper, or I hear a name and I remember it. I usually put more thought after I've chosen the name, and then sometimes I have to change them, because sometimes you have the character and you don't have the name, and I just pick a name and use it. So I will have a name when I write, and then I think I can always change it later. And sometimes I do, and sometimes it's really the right name. I think for the troll names in this, I put in a bit of thought. I try to think, like you say, Norse names, but I've changed them so they're not really the old variant for Norse names, but it should sound like that somewhat. And so it's different. So sometimes I do that, and sometimes just pick.
Okay, Marcus, you have an interesting way of generating characters.
Although I'm Thomas.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
Well, it depends. If I'm writing something historical, which for me always tends to be, not always, but most of the time tends to be like early modern, from, say, 15th to 17th century, I collect names. And then I just... So whenever, every now and then I sit and search for some scientific paper or something where they have names in that are from that kind of period. And then I add them to my Excel sheet. And then when I need a character, I generate the character. So I get name, I get color of hair, I get quirks, goals of life, family, connections. And then, of course, I can change all that if I want, but I just get a starting point there. So some of the names in my book are actually decided by my computer. Some of the names are given by me for some reason. Getting back to do's and don'ts later on, and I think I've broken one golden rule there. So that's actually how I do it. I generate my characters, and then I look at them and I ask them, are you? That's kind of fun. You can use that as a sort of writing exercise as well. But when it comes to the more modern stories, I usually either have a name or I ask my wife. I need a 27-year-old boy. Can you give me one of the names of the boys in your class from last year? So she'll pick from her teaching sort of sheet, sort of him. And then if that works, I pick it. If not, I'll ask again. And then, or I have a name and I ask, like, do you have any students called this? And she's like, no. They were 5 years ago. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I can relate to that being a teacher in an international school. I guess I get to cheat a little bit because I have access to hundreds and hundreds of some really awesome, different, interesting names, which helps a lot when I write outside of culture that I'm familiar with. The changing of a name is quite interesting as well for me, because when I start to create a character, the name is usually quite important in terms of the identity of the character. And when I discover that I have an entire book where every single name ends in an A, and I have to change that to change the flow, it can be kind of catastrophic for me in terms of reimagining the identity of the character. I was wondering if any of you had similar experiences where you've had to change the name of a character for whatever reason, and what that did in terms of story and world building for you.
Yeah, in my first book, which is a science fiction called Alba, I had many characters that had names started with the S sound. So there were Zoe and Xavier and Sander. And I think it's too much. I have to change one. So I changed Sander. And I was just like, God, what should I call this person? And I call him Blake, which did lead to that people thought I named him after the poet. and I try to see some poetic meaning with his existence in the book. So yeah.
I change gender on a character, not as a part of the story, but I just realized I had too many male characters. So. But I kept the name.
That's interesting.
A fantastic name anyway, so.
Sure.
But it worked better as a girl, I think.
I don't know. I've changed a few names, but I tend to sort of... I can sort of generate loads of names or just very early on. But once it's stuck, it's stuck. And when you realize that both your main characters have names beginning with an M, for example, it's too late. I can't change that at that stage. It's just like, yeah.
Tough luck.
Tough luck, yeah. You're not supposed to do that, but I can't change now because they are those persons.
You could give them a nickname.
Yeah.
I actually, what I'm writing on now, I changed one character's name because there were too many, like, Swedish male archaic names in the book, so I wanted something that was not quite that. So I changed it to Thomas.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was softer.
Clearly inspired by.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I nice?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so names are really important to character identity, but they're also an intrinsic part of the world building, especially when it comes to cultural assimilation, understanding, and parts of that. And I know from my experience, I'm currently writing an African-inspired fantasy book, and I'm using a lot of different South African identities in my book to inspire the different naming systems. How different, difficult should names be in terms of pronunciation and these kinds of considerations when we are thinking of our readers? Do we write for us as writers in terms of world building and making it an authentic experience, or do we need to write in a way that we consider the reader? Go for it.
Should I start?
Yep.
I'm not quite sure I got the question, but... I tend to think, would this work in English?
Okay.
Since hopefully I will get published in English one day with movie contracts, you know. Besides from that, I'm not sure. But if I can't pronounce it, probably no one else can.
Would you still use the name, though, if it looked cool?
Yeah, I think so. You can often read a name, even though we can't pronounce it.
It's only a problem.
It starts sounding weird when you try to read it out loud.
Fair enough. Christina, Thomas?
Yeah, well, since I'm writing, it's really happening in Sweden, so it is Swedish names. Maybe it would be difficult for some people if it did get translated, but I think that's a charm also. With those names that are different, that it gives another feeling of the book if you have a name that is coming from another culture and it carries with them that culture in the name. But if you made up names, I think maybe you should be nice to the reader a bit. Because I start to think that more and more that, it's a good idea if it's not making like too difficult for the readers. Oh, for the readers and for the writers. Yeah, for me. But for the readers, so they should. You want to get your point that the reader will get it and not get stuck on something. So I think it's in some cases yes, if it carries with them something, and sometimes no, maybe I should be a bit. More easier.
If not even the writer can spell it.
Well, that's actually my kind of rule of thumb there. If I can pronounce it, it's okay.
Sure.
Then I don't care about the reader. in my novel, I don't think there's a problem. As long as you can pronounce Czech names and German names and Italian names, it should be okay. I wrote a short story once, which is kind of fun because it's set in medieval Ireland. And of course, I used old style Irish spelling for all the names, which means I roughly know how to pronounce them. But of course, no one here has a chance. But the thing is, I've only picked names that are actually pronounceable.
Sure.
So you can think that the girl's called Mary, because that's how it's spelled, basically. But of course, it's Moya. Mm. But no one knows that. But I know that, so. And if an Irish person would read it, they would know that. But I didn't pick those names that you, as a Swede, because it's written in Swedish, just couldn't figure out a way of saying. But of course, no one will. Most of the names, no one will actually realize how they should sound. But as long as I know it. I had a problem now, actually, because the story I'm writing at the moment is set here and now. And I'm using some Persian names where I'm not entirely sure how they're pronounced, which is really, really annoying for me, because I might be pronouncing them incorrectly in my head. And yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, another thing is that when you're writing and you're using a certain name, it changes the entire flow of your sentence structure as well. Yeah. So it affects the syntax, it affects the rhythm of what you're writing. So sometimes when you do need to change a name for whatever reason, it's really not that easy. Mm. And it's not just like a control find swap name out. You have to go back and sort of relook at everything on a sentence level to make sure that the rhythm and the cadence and everything is correct. So we make a lot of work for ourselves if we get the name wrong in the beginning.
I actually have a name. It's an Indian physician. And I looked up so I took a name from the internet, and I copy paste it, because I'm afraid I will like mix the letters when I rewrite it. So
yeah. Okay, and the next question then is meanings of names. How important is it to have a name that has a specific meaning? Does it need to tie into some connection with the character? Do you consider the connotations, the potential metaphors, the analogies when you are writing these characters and picking their names? Start with Marcus again.
Get to start. No. There's really no linguistic meaning at all, I'm afraid. I just go for names I like. Some of the names are... I have friends that want to be in the book. So I kind of mix up names that would make some sense to those who know who they are. And then I get to kill them off.
So it's, author's prerogative.
It's not necessarily a good thing to end up in my books. I've started losing friends recently.
As long as you don't kill them off in real life.
Not yet. No, I don't really have a meaning.
Well, I do. I like to do that. I mean, even if I randomly pick names maybe I'm drawn to the meaning when I kind of randomly pick them. So the one of the main characters in Kleptomania, her name is Ingra Vai, which does have meaning. So that's kind of a spoiler.
Sure.
So yes, I do that. I like to do that. My first book with the Savvy Gate, the main character, her name is Alba, and then there's a guy called Xavier, and I haven't thought about it when I wrote it, but Alba means white and everything, and Xavier could be pronounced Savior, but no one have even reflected on it but me.
I was going to answer that question, no. And then I realized I do, sometimes. I actually, especially when it comes to those names from cultures I don't really know, like those Persian names, for example. Mm-hmm. I actually look up the meaning of the names before I pick them. But no, in general, I would be more concerned with how the name sounds than what it means. I must like for me to actually pick that random semi-random name. It has to have the right rhythm, a rhythm that I like, that I think I can use, that will fit the flow, rather than the actual meaning of the name. Then, of course, there will be exceptions to that, but I think that's mainly what I do. Do you pick names from meanings, basically?
Yeah, a lot. I like to do that, and I like to play around with that and sort of pick names that might indicate a certain character arc or character development, or potentially hide Easter eggs in terms of plot spoilers and things like that. So if you figure out the meanings of the names, you might be able to figure out something in the story, or pick, you know, create characters who perhaps might be quite pious, but then the meaning of their name is something not associated with that, to sort of show a different side of their personality. So I like to do that and play around with the sort of connotations and metaphors that could be in these names. Mm. Not for all the minor characters, obviously. This is, you know, looking at main protagonists.
I think there is a difference in how you approach a name as well. I mean, for major or minor characters.
Oh, yeah. I would say that in the majority of the time we are answering these questions, I think we're probably thinking of our main characters rather than the many auxiliary characters we have. I don't know how specifically do you name your supporting characters? Because that's like random name generator on the internet for me a lot of the time.
I think it's more, I mean, having said that, I do, everything I do is random. It's not that random there either. I still use my random thingy, but I'll try to figure out whether there is an appropriate name, and I will give them a name. Think about that. But I think I'll spend a lot more time with my main protagonists.
Yeah, you do that. I usually Google all the names.
Sure.
So yeah. To check how they look in real life, because there's always someone with that name.
Mm-hmm.
And in my last book, I have a character named Linus Kaiser, and I googled that and I discovered there's only one in Sweden named Linus Kaiser, and so I was thinking if I should write to him and say, hi, I'm writing this book and I have this character and you are the only one with the same name, and he's not a very good guy and he does awful things, and but he does get really, I mean, I'm not nice to him. Is it okay?
Oh, I thought you spoke about the real person.
Yeah, but it's fine because you do find them out there. You can get a picture of them sometimes, and it's, sometimes you do change the name there. So I can check how they look.
Sure.
I Google names as well, since I make them up.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if they don't mean something very annoying.
Yeah.
And I realized I'm writing on a horror novel, which is partly taking place in Finland during the Second World War, and those names I put more concern into what they mean and give them some kind of Kalevala connection.
Yeah, connecting to
there's more mingos. Thought into those names. But in the fantasy book, there's some thought, but it doesn't really mean anything. It's more about the flow of the name, how it feels, and it shouldn't be too similar with the other characters, so the reader mix them up and so.
Okay, my next question. We will...
I have a question for Marcus. Are you using the Finnish names or the... So, are you going to let someone finish read it first
before
you publish it?
I must.
Could the moderator please repeat the question from the audience? So everyone
can just if somebody Finnish would then read his book first, since he's using Finnish names.
I will definitely need Finnish test readers.
Sure. Is it to do with what we were just discussing or sort of more general?
It's about that, I think, kind of.
Okay.
Just some people, authors, like to write really complicated names for all of their characters, and it's really hard to keep track of them.
you try to make more complicated names for the main characters and then easier ones for the others, or?
Less complicated the better for me.
Yeah.
The question was, you know, some authors go to town with their names and make them as complicated as possible. For main characters, auxiliary characters, it's just really intensely complicated. The question was, do we do that or should we do that? And my answer is no, the simpler the better for me, because my spelling is atrocious. I don't want to make life harder for me as it is.
Oops. no, actually, I would say, yeah, you're right. I only have complicated names for my main protagonists. Not complicated in the way that they are difficult, but their spelling is somewhat awkward because it's kind of oldish. So they're spelled slightly backwards to how you would spell them today, which makes it more complicated for me because I have to write them numerous times. Whereas if it's been sort of a minor character, it would only appear once, so that would have been smarter. but in general, I agree. It should be easier to read the names.
I don't do that. I don't think I'm considering if there should be easier or harder, but I make it harder for the characters, because if there's a main character, maybe the other main characters call that person different names because they have a different relationship, and some main characters can have it's the same name, but maybe in three variations, how they, depending who's talking to them.
Sure. Marcus, anything to add?
No, not really. I have people called Kevin and Eleanor and such, so they're not all weird names. those with really weird names will show up in book 5, I think.
Okay.
If I still have readers then.
but
that's more of a cultural feeling for the name. It's a altogether different species, sort of.
Sure. Okay, my next question.
I'm not sure myself how to pronounce it.
You're not sure yourself how to pronounce it?
No.
So when they turn your book into a movie, what are they going to do? How are they going to name your character?
I'm not sure. We're going to sit down, take a beer, and figure it out, I think.
Awesome. Okay, my next question is, do you have a different approach to naming a character as to naming a place in your fantasy world? Who would like to start, Christina?
Well, what I'm writing is happening in Sweden, so they're all already like Stockholm.
So you use real place names?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not really. It wouldn't be as much relying on my computer because I don't have place name generator. That's actually a very good idea. Maybe I should do something that invents countries, places, inns, whatsoever for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have an Excel sheet sort of creating the story arc as well. That would be kind of handy.
Lazy writers. Marcus?
I made a map a long time ago for the fantasy world, Sirahema, where my story takes part. And so the names have been set for quite a long time for the major cities and the countries and so on. So they all have weird names. And small villages that they come across when they travel through the countries tend to be more... realistic names, I think, like Kvarndammen, Mill, what would be in English?
When you name your characters from those regions, do you sort of use that the way that the country is named? Sort of that, does that sort
yeah,
of?
Yeah, there's a connection between the country name and the
character names from that region. Yeah,
but they travel between countries, so there will be.
Yeah, but I mean, if someone is from somewhere, will you use sort of?
They will have a certain
structure.
Type of structure, most of the time.
So that old map kind of sets the
names.
It's part of the world building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true for a lot of fantasy, that the world building is tied to that, to naming conventions as well. And that if you have certain culture, certain way of life in one region, that the names of the places would sort of reflect that, whether they're going to be sort of, you know, humorous names like the inn at the end of the world, or if they're going to be more serious or more fantastical.
But of course, you can play with that as well, because if you have a region where all the names are one style, except for some places which have sort of extremely different, then you're kind of implying that there was something before, that something has gone. Like if the really old places have really different names, then you can sort of...
Well, it, actually, in real life, it's like that, because there are weird names on villages in Sweden, but we just accept them. But, it, I mean, that has a longer tradition back in time.
Definitely, and I think you see that in the United States when you look at maps and you see that there are, you know, places called Truth and Consequences, you know, in New Mexico, and that implies quite an interesting history of a place. And if you can sort of try to incorporate some of that into your world building, you have, you can say so much more without an info dump or exposition, just, you know, hinting at these little things.
I think that's a great way of doing it, yeah.
Okay. Right, we're almost to audience question times, but I have two more fun questions, quick questions. From each of you, please, I want one good example of a name that you think is fantastic in fantasy and one bad example of a name that irritates, annoys, upsets you. Not from your own fiction. From
not from our own?
Not from your own. That's all that's right. The next question, but this is...
Could you repeat the question? I didn't quite get it.
So I want two names from you. One from any fantasy or science fiction novel you think is brilliant, that you love, and why, and one that you think is terrible, and why.
Safford, Beeble Brooks.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I free?
You're free.
Oh, that was a tough one. I kind of get annoyed because I made a mistake myself when I find a writer that have used names that sounds alike, because it's an easy thing to fall into if you write. Like in Harry Potter, it's Hermione, Harry, and all those H names. So that's bad, I suppose. Good. I'm blank. So
okay. Although I like Hermione, I think it's a
yeah. But name. As a character and name, but yeah. Hagrid and Harry.
So
and
it's all Hermione. The H's that are too many.
Yeah. The other ones should go.
Yeah. Marcus.
In Game of Thrones, there's a character called Zarazon Drexus or whatever.
Yes.
And there's similar names, and I tend to mix them up. Mm-hmm. They are too weird for me. Or I shouldn't say weird, Pat, but too different. I can't relate to those names, and it just gets mixed up in my head.
Sure, I think Game of Thrones is a great example, because I can only remember about, you know, seven of the main protagonists. Oh, the Stark family, pretty much, and Daenerys.
Yeah.
And the others are sort of that dude with the funny face, or the one with the scar. But yeah, for me, the good example, I think, is Daenerys. I think is a beautiful name, sounds so lovely, and it abbreviates to Dany, which is such an easy-to-remember sort of common contemporary name. So I think that was some sort of clever to do. And the one that annoys me the most is Quote from Patrick Rothfuss's In the Name of the Name of the Wind. I'm not sure he's entirely sure how to pronounce it. He's like, pronounce it the way it's written.
They do try.
But it's still, every time I see it, I sort of like, quote, he's coat in my head now. I should listen to the audiobook and practice. But that was the one that really annoyed me for all 700 pages of the first book. Christina, have you thought of a good example?
No, not quite. But I said it is, Daenerys is a good name.
Mm-hmm.
And I read some people that they had a daughter and they named her after Daenerys. So her name is Khaleesi.
Right. Okay.
So that's good and bad, too.
True. Okay, my last question now is, what is your favorite character name from your own writing and why? No pressure. Only got 10 minutes left.
Okay, so we can think for 10 minutes. 9 minutes.
I would say Cal Domnick, because it's from an meditation experience I had. It's called regression, where you kind of guided meditation, where you go to a former life.
Interesting.
And I saw myself as this character, Cal, which actually I took the name for one character in the book, and the events that happened during the regression I mixed up with other characters. So it's part of the what drives the story comes from that regression.
Interesting.
But the name comes from it as well, Cal.
Fantastic. Christina?
Yeah, I think I like Snigeljuret, the slug animal.
I'm not even going to try to say that.
And there's another character named Myrarv, but she changed names. So I changed her names then to Iris, but her like true name is Myrarv, and I like it's a good name.
I like that name too, yeah, when I read it. So that's me then.
That's you. It's you.
From my writing. It was a name that I liked, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You like your characters, Thomas.
They aren't very likable.
Just their name. You don't have to like anything else about
it. I think I like the name Magdalene. I think that's a very nice name. It just appeared. I think it's from a collection of medieval Bavarian names. Just, you know, it's Magdalena, basically, but you just skip the last part. I think that's kind of a nice name.
I don't really know how to answer my own question with this one.
Yeah.
But
you have to.
Pressure. I think one of my favorite character names is probably from my new fantasy book that I'm still writing. And the name is Zenza, which is kind of made up but borrowed. And I love the fact that it abbreviates to Zen, because that, again, is kind of like an Easter egg about the character's personality. And I also love that it is sort of gender fluid. It's agender in terms of name, because that also reflects how the character identifies to a certain extent. So I like gender non-specific names a lot. Right. We now have 10 minutes or 8 minutes for audience questions, comments. Yes. I can repeat that. Question was, do we use nicknames for characters?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Depends. But actually, if I'm going to use... No.
Okay.
Only if some special characters use nicknames for them. But I would never use that, no.
Okay. I
follow up question. If you use nicknames, do you pick the nickname first and then the whole name, or would you pick the whole name first and then think, oh my God, this is a good nickname?
Did everybody hear the question?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, which came first, the nickname or the name? So, you know, do we choose names based on how they would be abbreviated? For me personally, I would say yes, I try to pick a name that also abbreviates well, because I like to use nicknames to show the relationships between characters, and different characters may have different nicknames for certain characters. Christina?
I choose the name first, and then the nickname... It comes from the other characters, so it comes when you write. So, I mean, yeah, what feels natural for that person to call that person. So
I can totally relate to that, because in the only, the only few instances I use nicknames, it is when someone has some kind of special relationship to someone.
Mm.
But I think that might be a cultural thing as well, because if you're in England or Ireland or wherever in the English-speaking world, you have a nickname always. You called me Tom. No one here would do that, but I'm pretty used to that because I used to live in Ireland, so there was Tom or Thomas, but mainly Tom to everyone. So, but here we don't do that as much.
Some names do.
But in the English-speaking world, you never really use the full name.
That's true.
But in Sweden, they're all not always connected to the name.
Nicknames
for something stupid you've done. Or
like Lars always gets Dasse.
But my characters, they get their name first, and then when I write, I tend to learn the character more and the relationship between characters, and the nickname kind of evolves as the relationship evolves. So Belmon turned into Bellis. would probably be Bella in English, which will never happen thanks to Twilight. Not a chance.
Yeah. Sure.
Is like last name really important? Like, do you call? I know in England you sometimes call someone by their last name. If they're like a teacher or something, is that really important?
So the question is about the importance of surnames,
yeah,
or last names.
Well, it depends, because if you do have surnames on some of the characters, maybe you should have it on all. So it's like how you treat the names within the story also. For my trolls, they do not have any surnames. But the other characters, I think they all have surnames, because I can't introduce a new character and not having a surname, because that wouldn't be the same on the same level with the other ones. So it depends. And my characters have positions in society, and then you do use the last name in Sweden. You are sometimes called by your last name. When I was in school, in middle school, all my class called each other last names for some weird reason, like we were in a military class, but yeah.
Anything else to add?
It kind of depends. I try to not have that much kings and ancient families and such in my fantasy novels. It's more people like ordinary people. So they don't really use their surnames, only when they interact with the rich, I would say.
I think I'm more sort of nervous about surnames, so I tend to put a lot more effort into them if I feel I have to use them, otherwise I'll just leave them out.
Yeah, I try to avoid surnames if I can get away with it in my world. Yes.
What about epithets as a tool to make a character, give a character a much stronger presence in the story? Is that something that you have used, or do you think what do you think you could do with? Do you have a like favorite from other writers?
Okay, the question is about using epithets for characters and how they can be used to embolden characters or explore different traits of characters.
I haven't used that myself, but I sort of an old fantasy story sprang to my mind there, where someone is called the Dragon Slayer, right? Although he hasn't ever...
King Slayer.
he hasn't ever actually killed any dragon. It's just this sort of story is built up around him. And then, of course, there's a dragon appearing. He's sent off to kill it. I think that's kind of fun. But I haven't really used that myself, really.
I think I do, because on the trolls, when they are younger trolls, they have... names that reflects them, like they call creep or like or the slug animal, which is an epithet, and so I can do it, yes, sometimes, but then when they grew up, they lose it, so it's kind of a age question.
Marcus, anything to add?
I'm trying to figure out how I should say it. I have some. It's related to prophecies in the world. It's not sure who they are meant to be used with, or even if it's a male or female character, but some get those. How do you pronounce it?
Epithets.
Epithets.
I can't say if it's correct or not in the even in the context to use it, but they use it in the books sometimes. They might do it wrong. It's part of the twist.
Awesome.
The uncertainty.
Okay, that brings us to the end of this panel. Thank you so much. If you want to chat to us afterwards, come and find us. The next one in this room is AI and robotics, I think, if you feel like staying for that. Otherwise, thank you very much. See you.
Gärna vår hemsida på svekonpoddar.se.